Please help me in welcoming Paradigm to the stage.
Thanks, Sarah. Actually, it was already on the stage, so it's kind of cool. Right? So like Sarah said, my name is Paradigm. I'm a rapper, songwriter, producer, pretty good cook, DJ. I've been in the music industry for a long time. What I'm mostly known for right now is being the DJ in Kid Rock's band and what they call the ringleader in his live circus. Been doing that for 18 years, and it's taken me around the world to some pretty cool places, so I'm very blessed in that, right? Coming out here today is a little bit different, a little bit out of my box. When I was leaving today and saying goodbye to my wife, my son wiped his toothpaste on my black shirt. I said, I'm like, this is a little bit out of my realm, this is weird. And my wife said, you're crazy, you're just gonna stand in front of a bunch of people with a microphone and talk about your life, it's what you do every day. And I said, yeah, but usually those people are really drunk and it's the middle of the night. And I'm not saying you guys aren't drunk and I'm not judging you if you are, I'm just saying it's a little bit different for me, right? So that's kind of what I'm talking about today is living life with no parachute. That's kind of the way that I've done things. And it might not fit my anecdotes, my story might have nothing to do with you, but thought I'd tell you about some of the ways that I do things. And it's taking risks and making your passion your career. And I've been lucky enough to do that. A little bit of background on me. I grew up in the Detroit area. My father worked for automotive supply companies. My mom was a teacher. Blue collar, Irish Catholic family, church every Sunday. I was set up to just do the norm and, you know, go to school, get a job that pays you money, buy bread for the kids, tell them to do the same thing, rinse, repeat over and over again, right? But I knew pretty early on that creativity and living outside of the box was where I belonged. And I knew that there was no business for me other than show business, as they say. And my work history proved it. I had more jobs before I was 20 than all of you combined, no questions asked. I couldn't keep a job to save my life. And while you're looking at me, you're probably like, oh, because you're a lazy bastard. And that's not at all the point. It was the fact that I was a creative mind. I was always writing music or melodies in my head, so I'd crash a lawnmower into a guy's car or something like that. It didn't fit me. So at this time in my life is when people were like, look, man, you gotta get your head out of your ass. You gotta get a job. You gotta have a backup plan. You can't be a musician for the rest of your life. That doesn't make sense. You do that as a hobby. And I was like, I'm not interested in a hobby. And I knew if I was gonna make it work, I had to dive in. I didn't want a parachute. I didn't want a safety net. I didn't want a backup plan. And so what I did was I dove in head first. And I created, and I created, and I lived broke, and I struggled, and I took back bottles to get McDonald's, as I always said. But I'm glad you thought that was funny. I love that. How many of you guys have ever heard the Dare Mighty quote from my man Theo Roosevelt? Far better it is to dare mighty things to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to rank with those poor spirits who never or neither enjoy nor suffer much because they live in the gray twilight that knows not victory or defeat. And as you see, it says Theo Roosevelt, who he is to me. It's my drinking buddy and bowling partner, but I made that last part up to be fun. I'm a smart ass. So what I did was I dove in and I learned to make small successes important to me. And this is kind of my point. So what I did was I used to say to myself, if I could just write one song, if I could just put out one album, if I could just have one show and one person showed up, that would be cool to me. If I could just make $1 doing this, that would be cool to me. And then I did those things. And then I was like, okay, cool. If I could just play this venue, if I could just open for this guy, if I could just put out one record that would be sold across our state and one person bought it, and those things happened. And then those goals got bigger and bigger. Like if I could just sell out the state theater, and I did that. And then if I could just be on one platinum record that was sold worldwide, I did that. So what I did was I took these small steps and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then I had 5 solo albums that went really well. I worked on Kid Rock's records, I worked on Uncle Cracker's records. And things like that kept building and building. The other thing that I learned to do was to immerse myself in the things around me. Be in the studio, be around other writers, be around people that knew what's going on. And sometimes you gotta fake it till you make it and be like, yeah, I know exactly what you're doing. That makes total sense to me. When you don't. But then I learned it and I figured it out. I adapted to the situations. And the other most important thing that I always tell people is you just don't ever give up. You can't give up. It's funny that you guys did the thing earlier about having a $100,000 job that you were bored at or a $45,000 job that you love. And I picked that $45,000 job. It wasn't even that. It was a $40 a year job to start off. But I suffered and I was broke and I did what I had to do. And slowly but surely, man, it worked out for me. So I'm very lucky. I'm very blessed. And I'm going to leave you with one more quote. And this is by my boy Stevie Jobs. See, I try to make it like they're my friends, but they're really not. I thought that was kind of funny, man. I don't know. Your time is limited. It really is. And don't waste your time living somebody else's life. It's not for you. There's a spot for all of us, and everything's going to make sense, I guarantee. I appreciate you guys having me here today. I'm glad that I can play some music. I'm glad that I brought some friends with me that are playing music out there. My man Shade's doing graffiti. But I appreciate you guys having me, and I'd love to do some more with you in the future. I'd love to talk to you guys later. But thank you very much, and have a good time. Enjoy yourselves. Bye-bye.